Golf's Ryder Cup begins today. It pits players from the United States against Europe. The last time the U.S. defeated Europe, George W. Bush attended the matches as governor of Texas. It was 1999, and since then the United States has lost the matches three straight times. The last two times wasn't even close. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now as play begins at Valhalla Golf Club outside Louisville, Kentucky. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Why has Europe been so dominant?
Well, I think it's in part because they care more than the Americans do. This is as big a deal to the Europeans as any of the four majors, maybe in some cases a bigger deal. It's a chance for them to prove that their tour is better than the American tour, that they aren't as famous as the American players, but they are better than the American players. And there's far more camaraderie in the European room during the Ryder Cup than there is in the American room, where even though Tiger Woods won't be there this time, when he and Phil Mickelson are there together, they might say hi once every 3 days if they're lucky.
Is that because they're bitter rivals out on the tour?
Yeah, they're rivals, and they don't like each other very much. In 2004, Hal Sutton tried to pair them together the first day. They lost both matches and didn't speak to one another for 36 holes. So the Europeans don't have that issue. And, of course, this year the Americans don't have that issue because Tiger Woods is injured and isn't playing.
So is that something that could help the Americans?
Believe it or not, I think so. Tiger Woods has made it clear through the years he doesn't like playing the Ryder Cup matches. He has a losing record, believe it or not, in the Ryder Cup. And every time he loses a match, it's an emotional boost for the Europeans. We beat Tiger Woods. And plus, as I said, he isn't exactly a bonding figure in that room. Even though most of the players like him, there are some players he doesn't like.
Now, it's interesting that you're saying that this is a lot about camaraderie and about teamwork, because these are individual matches, one-on-one matches or two-on-two matches going across the golf course one at a time.
But it's the only event in golf, Steve, where you're part of a team, where you're representing 11 other players, you're representing your country, obviously, and you are, the first 2 days are all team matches, 2-on-2 for the first 16 matches, and then you have the 12 singles matches on Sunday. So it is a completely different format. It's match play, which means you play by hole. In other words, if the U.S. makes a 4-on-1 hole and Europe makes an 8, the U.S. is just one up. They win that hole. So it's a totally different format than anything that they're used to, and they are part of a team. They do have to come together to be successful.
Does it take a special kind of player to succeed at match play?
I think it does, because it's more mano a mano. You know, you're looking your opponent in the eye for all 18 holes. It's not like you're checking a scoreboard, as you often are in stroke play, to see how the other guy is doing. As
four I said, holes ahead or seven holes behind.
Exactly. You know, you win a hole, you lose a hole, you tie a hole on every single hole. And you also know that as you're walking around playing your match, your teammates are playing matches, and that's what you're checking on the scoreboard.
So are the Tigerless Americans likely to win this thing?
I think they've got a chance. Maybe I'm insane. You can play this tape back on Monday and say, John, what were you thinking on Friday morning? I think Paul Azinger is a very good captain. He's as competitive as anybody who has ever been a U.S. captain, probably since Tom Watson in 1993. And I think for once, the Americans are the underdogs because Tiger isn't there, and that will help them.
Pressure will be off.
Pressure will be less. I mean, the fact that they've lost the last three, as you mentioned, and five of the last six, and they're playing on home soil, puts pressure on them. But the fact is that they can't go in there, the Europeans can't go in and say no one thinks we're going to win, because most people are picking them to win.
The Ryder Cup's at Louisville, Kentucky. John Feinstein is the author of Tales from Q School and a regular guest here. John, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.